A special election in Delaware County has captured the attention of people across the Commonwealth. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports the race for the 163rd Statehouse District will determine who controls the chamber.
The balance of power lies in the hands of voters in Alden, Clifton Heights, Collingdale, Darby Township, and Upper Darby. Large sums of money are pouring into the race, and big names like Governor Josh Shapiro are looking to leave an impression on voters.
Delaware County, I need your help in the special election for state representative.
In March, State Representative Mike Zabel resigned due to sexual harassment allegations. Now, Democrat Heather Boyd and Republican Katie Ford are dueling for the crucial Delco House seat. Boyd previously worked as a teacher, school board director, legislative aide, and most recently, district director for U.S. Representative Mary Gay Scanlon. She currently chairs the Upper Darby Democratic Committee, and she says her main priority is education funding in the aftermath of the historic trial.
And so this is going to be the government that builds the new system. And as someone who will be representing Upper Darby, William Penn, and Southeast Delco, I want to be at the table to make those new programs that will be equitable for the kids that have been underfunded for their entire education.
Boyd also says she wants to tackle the Black maternal health crisis.
Delaware County Memorial closed because a for-profit entity took our dollars and walked away and left us in a desert for health care. And we have such a maternal mortality problem in the state of Pennsylvania, and it's hitting Black women the most.
Ford is a military veteran who currently works as a special instructor for an early intervention program for children with developmental challenges.
My kids are old enough now that I have a little bit of time to be able to try to do this. I just wanted to try to continue to make this place and this community, just keep that community pride going. I love it here. We've had a lot of people kind of pick up and move out, and I just want to bring back that family-centered pride in our community.
Ford says one of her focuses will be securing funding for children and adults with special needs.
Insurance can be daunting, and getting through the state systems can be daunting. And I have a lot of families who can't even get basic evaluations because the wait list is so long for developmental pediatricians. And unfortunately, what happens if you're on a wait list and you don't have a diagnosis, you struggle to get certain therapies.
Abortion is top of mind in Harrisburg. And Boyd says she wants to protect abortion rights.
The thing that's going to be the upfront most important issue is protecting women's right to abortion and reproductive care. That has been under attack for years now.
Ford says attempts to tie her to proposed abortion rights policies from the, quote, dark ages are false.
And I have no desire to do that. I know that with a Democratic governor and a Republican Senate, I don't think anything's going to change anytime soon. But I know that's been really a huge issue. And I personally am pro-life, but I'm a woman and I'm the mother of a daughter. And I do believe that women should have a say.
Libertarian Alfie Goodwin is also running for the seat. She did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.